Take just a moment and just look around this room. And I want you, as you look at those people, to realize that each person that you see is somebody that Jesus Christ died on the cross so that they could be part of his family. And when you really have that in your mind and you look at each other, you realize, you know, how valuable each person here is and how important each person is. And that is one of the great blessings of God. Every person here is very important to God. And today, you know, we're going to celebrate one that has meant a lot to us. This is Sean's 10th year of employment here. And I remember the day that I brought him before the congregation. Many of you were here in this room, and I had seen Sean for who he was for years before he was hired here. And you know, I met him at a retreat, and for some reason we clicked, and I invited him to come and be part of a small group we were at, and we ended up meeting a lot one-on-one, and I just watched his hunger for God's word. He has had a tremendously miraculous 180-degree conversion, and he wanted to do what God wanted him to do. And of all the people that I've ever been with, I don't think I've ever seen anybody that, as we looked at God's word, he would go out with such fervor to do what God had told him. And it wasn't long that I noticed he's meeting with this person, he's meeting with this person, he's meeting with this person. He's working a job that he's flexible with, but boy, he was using that time. And some of you were in this room when I brought him up, and you know, some people might have thought, well, what's going on? You know, he's not the person that you would pick necessarily to be the associate pastor. Just like I was not the person that most people would pick and assume would be the pastor. And so I did this when he came in. I just said, raise your hand if you have had Sean work in your life in a powerful way to where as God has made a huge difference in your life. And if you remember, there was like a third of this room raised their hand. And this is a guy who is a member of the church. He's not employed. He's given no free time that we invested in for him to do that. That was happening just as a regular member of the church. And it was pretty clear to everybody that God had already called him and had already used him in a great way. And we are so fortunate to have him here. It was one of the best things God ever did to bring him here and to give him to us as a gift, because many of you don't get to work with him the same way that I have, and you don't know how many times Sean has said, whoa, let's slow down and let's pray about this before we do it, and how many big problems that has probably solved. I don't think he's going to be able to solve this one, but... But we are very grateful for you. I'm very grateful for you. So if you'll step up here, we've got a little thing to commemorate our appreciation for you. This is the verse that's one of his favorite. My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness. And before we do that, I'm just going to get, you know, I know this is our Thanksgiving time. And so, you know, it's a short time, but I am going to give opportunity for maybe a couple of you, if you want to just express in a very short way why you're grateful to God for Sean and for his ministry. I'm going to just open that up. And so if you do, we've got, I guess.
I get to go first.
Go ahead.
Well, you know I love you just because I'm up here doing this in front of everybody. Now, when Bill asked me about this the other night, I thought of two verses. First one is Proverbs 17:7. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for a time of adversity. Like everyone in here, you've walked through a lot of fires with me and my family. You've counseled us. You know, your wisdom has gone beyond measure, you know, and you know, we're so deeply grateful to have you in our lives. The second verse is Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Sean and I have been meeting together for a little over 6 years, and I call him a bully. Not a bad bully, not one that beats you up on the playground, but one that steals your lunch money. just for the fact that, you know, I'm easy to talk myself out of stuff. And through his counsel and his mentorship, you know, he's helped me to pursue things or go through situations that I would, again, talk myself out of, but he talks me through that. And I'm so grateful, and I love you, dude. And go Dawgs.
Well, I see there's somebody right over here, and so I'm not gonna, we're not gonna take too much time, but I'm gonna let a couple of people, if it comes there, that's fine.
My brother from another mother. What you meant to my family and I, it's beyond words. You have been there for us through good times and bad. You were there when my daughter got married in secret, and Shelley brought you to the house, and you let me ramble for 30 minutes straight. I was absolutely out of my mind. You sit there and listened, and when I paused, you said, "Are you done?" And you helped me through that. You helped me through so many things, I'd be here all day. I wasn't going to speak at my dad's funeral or service because of stupid reasons, and you got me to do that. You made me a better man, and I love you.
Thank you. Well, we got one more back here, and I will encourage the rest of you to let Sean know how much he means to you too.
Point them to Christ, and we're just grateful and thankful for you.
This working? Yeah. All right. So me and Sean has met for on and off for like 5-6 years, and most of you know here recently I was rebaptized, and there's no other person on the face of this planet that I would have wanted to do it besides Sean. Even at the worst of my life, Sean is the most persistent person I've ever seen in my life. He reached out to me for weeks, months, and has for years because he knew God's plan for me and my family, and I truly think God strategically placed him in this position and prepped everybody that has helped me and my family through recent events for his glory. So without Sean, I tell him all the time, like, I know it's God's gift, it's his glory that's always will be done, but he definitely has used Sean in my life, and I can't thank him enough. And I'm so blessed to have him and Bill and Laura and the staff here. Has just been an amazing just gift to everybody here and to my family. So I'm just super thankful for him, and I love him, and I know it's all you do as well. So thank you. I love you, brother.
Amen. Well, just like we let somebody voice our Thanksgiving there for all of us, we'll take that. Donna, did you want to say something? Okay, well then you'll be the last one, but you're voicing stuff from many, many people. Go ahead.
Yes, Sean welcomed me with open arms and the most beautiful smile. And he loves me like God loves me. And I appreciate so much. I came here because my husband had died in California, and I came to live by Shelley and Kim. And He just welcomed me so wonderfully, and I appreciate you, Sean, and may God bless you in your ministry.
Well, thank you. And let's see that smile. You got to really get that out of him. Because some of you know that in a past life, Sean was a professional poker player. And so getting that smile out of him is not easy. But I'm gonna really milk this because we're getting it right now. Fortunately, we have Rodney and Susan Bass in our congregation, and they have a shop that makes a lot of things. So we've got a plaque for you right here, an appreciation of you that's got your favorite verse on it, and I'll let you have this part too. And we've got a letter thanking you of appreciation. So let me just pray. Father, we are grateful for each other. And we're grateful, Lord, that you bring us together with Christ at the center. And we desire more than just a good time with one another. We desire to give a spiritual, eternal gift to one another and receive that, to be able to grow in our faith and grow in our character and see the blessing and the Spirit of Christ develop in our hearts through our interactions with one another. And we thank you, Lord, that you've given us that privilege and you've put people in our lives that make the fullness of life come alive. And so we're grateful for Sean and his work, and we're grateful to be a part of your family. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Well, if you'll stand with me, let's worship.